Okay, so picture the scenario. It's Sunday night.
Right.
You're a business owner here in South Africa, or maybe you're a financial director. You're looking at the week ahead and you're juggling the usual chaos, cash flow, staff issues, market shifts. But then there's that one line item that always just sort of sits at the back of your mind.
Compliance.
Exactly. Compliance. And specifically, that alphabet soup we all know, BBBE, broad-based black economic empowerment. Be honest with me, for most people sitting in the boardroom, what does that actually feel like?
I mean, it feels like a grudge purchase. Let's just call it what it is. For a lot of businesses, it basically feels like a tax.
Yeah.
It's paperwork, it's hiring consultants, it's checking boxes just to keep your head above water so you don't lose your existing contracts.
Right. It's completely defensive. You do it to survive.
Right.
But, and here is where it gets really interesting for our deep dive today. What if that mindset is actually costing you a fortune?
It is a complete paradigm shift, yeah.
Yeah. Because what if one of the biggest boxes you have to check isn't actually a burden at all? We're digging into a strategic guide today from an organization called LinkUp Youth.
Which is a fascinating read.
It really is. And their premise is that the single biggest crisis facing the country right now, which is youth unemployment, is actually a hidden lever for your business growth.
That kind of sounds like a sales pitch when you first hear it, doesn't it?
Completely.
But when you actually sit down and crunch the numbers, it's just cold, hard strategy.
And that is our mission today. We are going to unpack how strategic youth employment acts like a cheat code for your BBE scorecard. And I really don't use that term lightly. We are talking about a mathematical mechanism that can physically jump your company up one, maybe even two full levels.
Which is massive.
It's huge.
Point out.
But we're also going to look at the how, because apparently the administration behind all of this is where everyone trips up. It is not as simple as just, hiring young people and hoping for the best.
No, absolutely not. The devil is definitely in the details, and the details are buried in the paperwork. But before we get to the admin, we really need to zoom out a bit. We need to understand why this opportunity even exists in the first place.
Right.
Because BBBE isn't just about ownership anymore, is it?
That's the common misconception, right? People think, oh, to fix my scorecard, I need to sell shares or I need to drastically change my board.
Exactly. And doing that is slow, it's really expensive, and it's legally complex. But the scorecard is actually a transformation agenda. It dictates your eligibility for government contracts, your status as a supplier to big corporates like the banks or the mining houses, and even how attractive you are to investors.
So if you're sitting at a level 8 or a level 6,
You are essentially invisible. You're invisible to a huge part of the procurement economy. You aren't even invited to the table.
so LinkUp Youth is arguing that instead of restructuring your entire company ownership, you can use the operational side, specifically hiring, to fix the strategic side.
Precisely. It's an agile solution. But to understand why the government has made this route so lucrative for businesses, you really have to look at the alternative. You have to look at the data.
Yeah, the source material references the statistics, South Africa Q1 2025 Labor Force Survey. And the numbers are, well, they're heggy.
The report uses the word staggering, but I would honestly say they are terrifying. The unemployment rate for youth aged 15 to 34 is currently sitting at 46.1%.
That is almost half.
But wait, if you drill down to the new entrants, the 15 to 24 age bracket, so the people just leaving school or college, it hits 62.4%.
62.4%. That is nearly two-thirds of young people waking up every morning with nowhere to go.
It's an economic crisis.
It's a social ticking time bomb.
It is. But here is the nuance that the LinkUp Youth Guide really highlights, and this is the trap. Nearly 6 in 10 of those unemployed young people have absolutely no previous work experience. Zero.
It's the classic catch-22. I can't hire you because you don't have a track record, but you can't get a track record because no one will hire you.
And that cycle locks millions out of the economy entirely. So the government and the BBBE framework recognize this. They realized they cannot employ everyone themselves. They need the private sector to step up and take the risk.
Right.
So they created an incentive structure that makes it commercially dangerous not to hire youth.
Okay, so let's talk about that incentive because doing the right thing is great
Now, yeah.
and we all want to help, but we are talking about business strategy here. The guide focuses heavily on something called the YES program. I've seen the logo, the little red and white yes, but what is it actually?
It stands for Youth Employment Service. It was launched a few years ago as a partnership between government, labor, and business. And it is private sector-led, which is a really important distinction.
So it's not a government department running it.
Exactly. It's business people designing a solution for business people.
And how does that interact with the scorecard? Because usually BBBE is this tedious points game. You scramble for 2 points here, maybe 1 point there, just hoping to cross a threshold.
That is the big aha moment. YES operates completely outside that standard point scavenging. It offers a level uplift.
A level uplift. That literally sounds like a video game power-up.
It basically is.
Yeah.
Normally, you calculate your score out of roughly 100 points, and that score dictates your level. Level 1 is the best. Level 8 is the lowest compliant level.
Okay.
To move from a level 6 to a level 5 usually requires a massive operational shift to gain, say, 10 or 15 points. You have to spend millions.
Right.
The YS program bypasses that entirely. If you participate and you meet the specific targets for your company size, which basically means creating a set amount of new 12-month jobs for Black youth, you move up one full level on your scorecard automatically, regardless of your points total.
So just to be completely clear, I could be a mediocre level 5 on points. I haven't done anything else differently in the business. But because I did the YES program, my certificate suddenly says level 4.
Correct. You skip the line. But it gets even better. If you meet that hiring target and you meet what they call an absorption target, you jump two full levels.
Two levels. That is massive. The difference between a level 6 and a level 4 is essentially being allowed to sit at the table versus being locked outside the building.
Exactly. Or think about going from a level 4 to a level 2. A level 2 rating often gives you 125% procurement recognition.
Explain that for the non-accountants listening.
Sure. So if I am a big bank, and I need to spend money with suppliers to keep my own scorecard healthy, I want suppliers who give me the best recognition. If you are a level 2, for every rand I spend with you, I get to claim 1 rand and 25 cents on my scorecard.
Wow.
You become a preferred supplier instantly. I will choose you over a level 4 competitor every single time, even if you are slightly more expensive.
Because you are helping me with my compliance.
Exactly. You become an asset to your client's scorecard.
Okay, hold on, though. You mentioned the absorption target for that double jump. That sounds like a catch. Does that mean I have to keep all these people forever? Because if I hire 50 interns, I can't necessarily employ 50 people permanently a year later.
No, and this is a crucial definition that scares people off unnecessarily. Absorption refers to the percentage of the YS cohort that you transition into permanent employment or a fixed-term contract of 12 months or more after their initial YES year is done.
Okay.
The target is usually around 2.5% of your total headcount.
So it's not 100% of the interns, it's just a fraction.
It's a very managed fraction. But if you hit it, you get that double jump. And think about the scale of this overall. The source mentions over 100,000 youth have been placed through YS since its inception.
That's incredible.
That is roughly 6 billion rand in salaries injected straight into the economy. This isn't just some pilot project anymore. It's a proven economic engine.
It sounds amazing, but I am always suspicious when things sound this simple in business. Is it really just about the YES level jump, or are there other places on the scorecard where this helps? Because any savvy financial director is going to want to know if they are double spending. They don't want to pay YES salaries and training salaries separately.
That is exactly the right question to ask. A smart BBBE strategy is all about efficiency. You want every rand you spend to count in as many columns as possible.
Right.
The LinkUp Youth Guide explains that strategic youth employment is actually hitting three birds with one stone.
Okay, I like this analogy. Let's count the birds. Bird one is the YES level up we just discussed.
Right. Bird two is skills development. On the generic scorecard, skills development is one of the priority elements. There are roughly 15 to 20 points available there, depending on your sector code. And to get those points, it is extremely expensive.
How expensive are we talking?
Generally, you need to spend 6% of your leavable amount, which is essentially your annual payroll, on training Black people.
6% of total payroll. That is a huge chunk of capital.
It is substantial. But here is the efficiency. Expenditure on learning programs, learnerships, and work experience for Black youth counts towards that 6% target.
Wait, so the salaries I am paying these YES candidates?
If structured correctly, that is the key. If you just hire them to answer phones, the salary is just a salary. But if you structure it as a formal learnership or internship, the salary portion can count as skills development spend.
So you are paying the salary to get the YS level jump, but that exact same rand is filling up your skills development bucket simultaneously.
That's the double dip.
Right.
You are using the same money to satisfy two different major compliance requirements.
That's brilliant.
It is. And the source highlights specific vehicles for doing this. Learnerships are really the gold standard here. A learnership must be linked to a registered qualification, something recognized by SEAQ, the South African Qualifications Authority.
Okay.
If the youth is on a formal learnership, you get the spend recognition and you get points just for having people on learnerships.
The guide also mentioned bursaries, right?
Yes. There were amendments to the codes in 2019. A portion of that 6% target specifically has to be spent on bursaries for Black students at higher education institutions.
So you can't just do internal on-the-job training. You have to fund degrees or diplomas.
Correct.
Yeah.
But again, if you bring those students in as interns during their holidays or for their practical year, you are creating that same pipeline.
Okay, so BIRD 1 is the YS level up. BIRD 2 is the skills development spend. What is BIRD 3?
BIRD 3 is priority skills and EAP targets.
Remind me, EAP?
Economically active population. The scorecard is specifically designed to reflect the demographics of the country. It gives bonus points if you direct your spend toward Black people with disabilities and youth specifically.
Oh, I see.
So by targeting this exact demographic, unemployed youth, you are unlocking bonus points that a company just hiring general staff would miss completely.
So let me just summarize the perfect scenario here. I hire, let's say, 10 young people. That gives me my YAS level jump. I put them on a structured SAQA learnership. Their salaries now count towards my 6% skills development target. And because they are youth, I'm hitting my employment equity bonuses.
You have effectively gamified the scorecard. You are getting maximum output for the minimum required input.
Okay, I'm sold on the concept. It makes mathematical sense. It makes strategic sense. But, and there is always, but in these situations, if it is this easy, why isn't every single company doing it? Why are we still sitting with 60% youth unemployment if businesses can get a level 2 rating just by hiring?
Because in South Africa, the devil isn't just in the details. The devil is in the admin.
The paperwork.
It is an absolute nightmare. The source material is very honest about this. They call it compliance heavy lifting, which is a very polite way of saying bureaucratic hell.
Wow.
Think about the reality of what we just described. You need to hire 10, 20, maybe 50 young people.
And we know they have no experience. So you aren't exactly looking at polished CVs with track records.
Exactly. You are looking at thousands of applications from desperate people. Wading through that just to find the right candidates is a full-time job on its own.
Right.
Then, once you finally select them, you have the massive HR burden. Contracts, payroll, UIF registration, disciplinary hearings if they don't show up. But the real killer. The real killer is the verification evidence.
What do you mean by evidence?
The BBBE Commission and the verification agencies, the auditors are incredibly strict. They have to be to prevent fronting and fraud. If you claim you hosted 10 YES candidates, you need to prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt.
So what does that look like?
You need the specific YES registration logs from their digital platform. You need signed contracts. You need attendance registers for every single day.
Every single day.
Every day. And you need proof of the quality of the work experience. It can't just be a theoretical exercise.
And what happens if you are missing a file? Say, one intern's timesheets are just a bit messy.
If your documentation isn't what they call audit ready, the agency can disallow the points.
Mm.
Imagine that scenario for a second. You paid the salaries for 12 months.
Yeah.
You bought the laptops. You did the training. But because your admin was sloppy, the auditor just strikes it from the record. You get 0 points, no level jump, nothing.
Ouch. That is a massive financial risk. You spend the money and get absolutely nothing back on the scorecard just because of bad paperwork.
And that is exactly why many mid-sized businesses shy away. They don't have a massive transformation department. They usually have an HR manager who is already doing payroll, hiring, firing, and trying to plan the year-end function.
Right, they're stretched totally thin.
That HR manager cannot manage 20 new interns and maintain a forensic-level BBE audit trail. It's impossible. They will drown.
So this brings us to the core solution of our deep dive today. This is where LinkUp Youth pitches their tent. They are positioning themselves not just as a recruitment agency, but as an implementation partner.
Correct. They act as the intermediary to de-risk the entire process. They basically say, we know the strategy works and we know the admin is the barrier, so we will handle the admin.
How does that actually work in practice though? Do they just send you a pile of CVs and wish you luck?
No, it's an end-to-end solution. It starts with sourcing. LinkUp Youth maintains a constant pipeline of vetting candidates. They've already done the background checks, the literacy tests, the attitude assessments. So instead of your HR department wading through 2,000 emails, LinkUp sends a curated shortlist of people who are actually work ready.
That is a huge time saver right out of the gate.
But the operational side is where the real value lies. They handle the contracting. They often handle the payroll processing for these specific cohorts. They track the attendance digitally.
So they're taking on all that heavy lifting.
They're freeing your team up to do their actual jobs. LinkUp Youth ensures verification readiness. That is the key phrase in the document.
Verification readiness. I like that. It sounds very secure.
It means that when the auditor walks through your door at the end of the financial year, you don't panic. LinkUp Youth hands you a file, whether it's digital or physical, that is structured exactly how SANA's, the accreditation body, wants to see it. It is audit proof.
That's essentially insurance. You are paying for the guarantee that you actually get the points you paid for.
Exactly. And there's one more layer to their value add, which is the structured learning. Remember we said earlier that to get the skills development points, that second bird ander, it can't just be making coffee. It has to be a formal learning program.
Right. It had to be tied to SQA.
LinkUp Youth builds that curriculum right into the placement. They ensure the youth are going through a structured process that ticks that exact skills development box. So they are safeguarding that second bird. They make sure the learning is documented perfectly so the auditor accepts it.
And what about absorption? Because that two-level jump depends on keeping some of these kids. If they send me dud candidates, I'm not going to want to keep them, and then I lose the bonus.
That is the whole recruitment argument. Because LinkUp Youth vets them properly from day one, and supports them during the year with mentorship, the retention rate is naturally higher.
Makes sense.
You aren't forced to absorb dead weight just for scorecard points.
Mm-hmm.
You are absorbing people who have actually proven over 12 months that they can add value to your business.
It turns absorption into genuine, effective recruitment.
Which is exactly what BBBE was supposed to be in the first place.
It's really interesting. We often talk about these regulations as external forces acting on a business, something we just have to defend against. But if you strip away all the acronyms, YES, EAP, BBE, what are we actually describing here?
We're describing a talent pipeline.
Exactly. We're describing a system where a business finds young, hungry talent, trains them up in their specific way of working, and then keeps the best ones.
That used to just be called good management.
Right. It is just good business fundamentals.
It is. And the guide makes a very strong case that this is a win-win-win scenario. It's obviously good for the country because social stability depends on getting that 62% of youth off the street.
Absolutely.
It's life-changing for the youth because that very first reference letter breaks the curse of having no experience.
Yeah.
But, and this is the part business owners really need to hear it, is commercially aggressive for the business.
Commercially aggressive. I like that phrasing.
Well, it is. If you move from level 6 to level 4, you are unlocking revenue. You are getting into supply chains you were previously blocked from. You are winning tenders. The return on investment on the salaries you pay these youth is measured in the new business you secure.
So, practically speaking, if I'm listening to this deep dive right now and my financial year end is coming up, or maybe I'm worried about my next reading, what is the timeline here? Can I just call LinkUp Youth next week and fix my scorecard for a tender that closes on Friday?
No. And that is the biggest mistake people make with this. You have to be careful with timing. The source emphasizes that the window to act is always now.
Why is that?
Because the ES program cycles run annually. It's a 12-month commitment. You can't just start it 2 months before your audit and expect to get the full points. You need the runtime.
Okay.
You also need time to plan the absorption at the end of it. BBBEE is inherently a forward-looking strategy. If you want a level 2 certificate next year, you need to start the youth cohort today.
So procrastination really is the enemy here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
If you wait until you are already in trouble to start hiring, it's far too late. You need to build the pipeline before you desperately need the points.
You know, as we wrap up today, there is a thought that keeps nagging at me based on everything we've covered. We spent the first half of this conversation talking about how risky inexperienced youth are, how they have no track record, how they are a burden to train.
Which is the standard perception in the market, yes.
But the more we unpack this LinkUp Youth guide, the more it feels like the exact opposite is true. In the context of the South African economy, where compliance is the gateway to revenue, that lack of experience is actually the asset.
That is a fascinating inversion.
Think about it. The fact that they are youth, the fact that they are unemployed, that is literally the key that unlocks the level 2 status. Their disadvantage is the very thing that gives your business the advantage.
It completely challenges our definition of value, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We usually value a senior manager because of what they know, but here we are valuing the youth. because of what they represent on the scorecard. They are the catalyst for growth.
It leaves us with a provocative question for every CEO or director listening right now. You are looking for your next competitive edge. You're looking for the thing that beats your competitor to that big government tender. What if your most valuable asset isn't the high-priced consultant you just hired? What if it's the 20-year-old with no experience who just walked in the door?
It's very possible that the intern is actually the rainmaker.
That is certainly something to mull over the next time you see a CV with a blank experience section. If you want to understand the nuts and bolts of how to implement this without drowning in paperwork, the LinkUp Youth Guide is absolutely worth a read. That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for listening.